All right. I have the first draft of my portion ready. How's your chart? Let me see. No. That's not right. You don't even have your axes marked. How's the board going to even hope to understand this? No. Not like they ever really understand it. These stats don't really even mean anything, honestly. But why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean I always do this? I'm just helping review your work. Yeah, I mean, I'd hope you're not done. Like I said, you need to label your axes. Okay, well, if you were just about to do it, then do it. I'm all done with my part. I'm just waiting on you. Where do you want me to look? I'm looking at you. I'm sorry. I'm sitting across from you. I can't believe they're making us stay late to get this done anyways. Like, no one else is here. These stats really do mean nothing. They're barely reliable at that. You and I both know they change with the wind. What? I'm just talking. Waiting for you to get done. You don't like my talking? You don't like my looking? What am I supposed to do? Are you done? No. See, that stat shouldn't have a decimal. No, that the data isn't accurate enough to go that far. Okay, well then do it. If you were going to, just do it. I don't keep interrupting you. I'm helping. Working with you. Like we were assigned. What's gotten you all twisted? You must really hate working late or something. What did I do? I've never done anything to you. You know, though. You know what? No. I don't understand your coldness to me. And I'm done pretending I don't notice. I haven't done a good job, I think, pretending I didn't notice. But I tried, and I've tried my best to remain professional and give you the benefit of the doubt or whatever, and you never treated me the same. I never belittle you. I'm just fixing your mistakes. Whatever. Just because you don't work as fast as me, like, whatever. Whatever. You hate me. I'll just go choke or something. Let's just finish this so you don't have to be around me. No, it's obvious. Never. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just keep working. Just ignore me. I'm okay. Just finish your work, please. Just, I don't want to stay here any longer than we have to. I must be, like, tired or something. I don't know. It's late. Okay? It's late. Like, you care if something was wrong, even. You hate me. Just leave me alone, okay? Just leave me alone. Don't pretend like you care how I feel now. You've always been a jerk to me. No matter how I tried to help. I just want... I want to be friendly with you. You're just so cold. I thought maybe you'd warm up after a while, but you just got colder. It was like, the more you knew me, the more you hated me. No. Really? I mean, you're not just saying that you don't hate me. Not just because I'm a mess and I'm crying and you'd do anything to get this work done and out of my freaking sight. I know. I shouldn't cry in the office. It's not very girl boss of me. But you don't hate me? That was just my maybe weird projection or something. Or why have you always been terrible to me? A crush? You're lying. Why would you have a crush on me? And why would you act like you hate me and you don't want me near you? Well, that's dumb. No, that's really, really dumb. Of course coworkers can date. There's nothing in the handbook. Did you really just pretend to hate me? For years. Years. Because you wanted to date me? That's wild. You should have just asked me out. Yeah. You know, if you hadn't been such a jerk to me, I probably would have asked you out anyways. I thought you were really cute right away. Yeah. You don't be jerks to people because you have crushes on them. You ask them out if you have a crush on them. I'm sorry. It's silly. So, what now? You don't hate me. And, you know, I think you're cute again. The stats? Yeah, we should probably do that. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Let me see that graph again. No, it looks perfect. I wouldn't change a thing. Like, I think we have better use of the time than fiddling over a little graph that the higher-ups don't even understand. Don't you? Yeah. We have the whole night to catch up on the sort of relationship we could have had if we weren't both so headstrong. I'm thinking we can start with a little flirting. Huh? Some smiling. Then maybe move on to some light touching. Get a little closer. Close enough that we both know what's gonna happen. Of course you know. I'm gonna kiss you. And you're gonna kiss me back. Our hands will wander. I'm searching, touching every place. I barely even looked. Knowing that there's nothing holding us back anymore. Except all these clothes, maybe. We should take care of those. Starting here. I want to see your skin. And touch it. Smell it. Kiss it. Fucking adore it. You're so warm. So lovely. Intoxicating. I need more. More of your skin. More of your body. I want to taste you. Will you let me? I bet you want to see what I can do. Oh, yeah? Have you pictured me like this before? Huh? On my knees in front of you. Oh, playing with your pussy. Oh. getting it ready to lick. Tongue up. Eyes looking up. How long can I keep you like this? I want a little more. I like how you look from this angle. Yeah, I do. And fuck, your pussy looks fantastic. I want it on my mouth. How about some little licks? Perfect. Don't be shy. Oh, you can put your hands on my head. guard me. So where you want me to spend time? Make me know you like this. I love to hear it. I need to hear it. Why don't I have my mouth on your pussy every lunch break, huh? I suppose that can change now. Now? Do you want to sneak away to fuck? In the middle of work day? Let me distress you after meeting. That could have been a fucking email. I need all the bad vibes out of you. Or maybe you want something different, huh? Cunnilingus isn't enough. Maybe you want me to bend you over to the conference table and fuck you until your knees go weak. Your choice. No, your choice. But we should try that now so you know what to choose later. Unfortunately, I didn't bring my strap, so my fingers will have to do for now. Just for our first time. Oh, that's it. Lean over for me. Give me your pussy. I'll make sure you're good and fucked every time. Don't worry. Fuck. It's so wet and warm. Oh, fuck. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, like something you could get used to? Huh? I hope so. Your pussy feels amazing on my fingers. Oh, yeah? I bet you do like clenching on them, huh? Oh, hitting all the right spots. Oh, and if I rub your clit like this. Oh, fuck, that's amazing. Yes, yes, that's it. Oh, make those sweet sounds for me. Yeah, make those sweet sounds for me while I fuck you, huh? Yeah, that's it. Oh, we could even bring this out of the office. What do you think, huh? I want to ride my strap Sunday mornings after you bring me coffee. I'm a very devoted girlfriend. I'll always work to make you happy. Yes. Oh, and make you feel so good. But we'll have to keep it a secret around here. Yeah, we can't let the bosses know we actually like each other. Oh, fuck. I swear they put us together to watch us squirm. Oh, no, I want to watch you squirm. Oh, what do you think? Huh? What do you think? Be my girlfriend, huh? Come for me and be my girlfriend. Yeah. You better mean it, though. You better fucking mean it if you come for me that you're going to be my girlfriend. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. Fuck. Then do it. Do it. Come for me. Come for me. Uh-huh. Make me yours and come for me. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's my girl. Oh. That's my girlfriend. Fuck. We need to do this again. But come here. Come here. Let me hold you. I'll wrap my arms around you. Oh, I love the closeness just after sex. Mm-hmm. When our hearts are still going hard. Our breath slowing down, skin warm and wet, tingly and pulsing, happy and sensitive. Look, your lips are amazing. This is not how I expected the night to end. Yeah. I suppose you're right. It's not over yet.